Small business owners in Eastern Wake County are working to remix and reimagine Black Friday with a fall marketplace and bazaar. Patrice and Vince Bayon, owners of the Ace Center in Knightdale, join us now with more information. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, John, for inviting us to the show today.
All right. Well, tell us about the event, where it's happening, and what inspired the idea behind it all.
Absolutely, yes. So at the Ace Center, we're coming together to remix and reimagine what Black Friday can look like. And so what that means, we are hosting a fall marketplace and bazaar. It's really a community-centered event where we're bringing together local businesses and service providers. And we want folks to think of it as a conscious alternative to the mainstream Black Friday. You know, there's a lot of hype and illusion that goes on when we think about Black Friday. But we are inspired about this opportunity because we want folks to come together beyond just the commercial spending to really look at it as a deeper way of connecting in community. How can we go about creating the space to gather as a community, share resources with one another, connect folks to opportunities? We always talk about information transfer. So this is really a village mindset where we're building health, wealth, and knowledge of self. It's a Black Friday remix experience. So we're inspired. We want folks to come out, not just to shop, but we're strengthening what we call our community ecosystem, John. We want to uplift our small businesses. We want to connect folks to resources. We want to advance what we call that collective good. So that's really at the heart of the event. These are the times we're trying to create the right environment and the right intention.
Now, I talked to you earlier before we did the interview, and you used a term that I really liked, and you talked about the importance of building a purpose-driven community. Tell us more about that.
Sure, John. Yeah, definitely. That is language that was shared with us through a good friend of ours, Ratasha Moore. And Ratasha, there's a wonderful organization called Southeast Raleigh Promise. And, you know, we give credit where credit is due. And Southeast Raleigh Promise always talks about their whole foundation is on having a purpose-built community. And when you think about it, purpose-built community has been, particularly in the African-American community, that's part of our legacy. And as Patrice said, it's really about an ecosystem where everyone is connected, particularly in a time when folks are feeling more and more shut out of opportunities, and we're not really sure where resources may be. It is important that we get the information out and that we remind people that we are connected. And if someone has the resources, whether or not those resources or products are again, about supporting and helping the community to be better and do better, we want to elevate that. And so that's the whole idea of actually going back and elevating this idea that our communities have always been had at its core. This idea of a purpose-built, purpose-driven.
Now, Patrice, in an earlier video, because I've been doing the research and checking you guys out, you mentioned short-term gain for a long-term good. Explain what that means.
So what I was talking about there, John, was sacrificing short-term gain for long-term good. It was really speaking to the moment, as Vince said, that we're in as a community. You know, Black Friday has a tendency to promote a system built on extract and exploit. But we are coming from the mindset that that doesn't last very long. So we are the producers. We are the builders. Mm-hmm. So we want to shift away from that, even if just a little, to make room for what we're calling community resilience. And when we come together, we can invest our time, our resources, and prioritize relationships over transactions. And so in that space that day, it's really about how we move away from the pull of gravity of just coming together to connect, to sustain us. What's going to keep our community where we can invest back into it and not simply be drawn from.
Now, who are you inviting to be part of this event besides small business owners?
Yeah, so again, Patrice used the term a little bit earlier when she was talking about it's always about health, wealth, and knowledge of self or education. And so we're inviting small nonprofit organizations to come out that have information to share with the community regarding where resources are and how they can be accessed. We're inviting members, for an example, of the Divine Nine to come out to set up a table. You know, this is the time of year when whether or not it's food distribution or toys or clothes. It's something that drives that happen to give to the community. And so in addition to our small business owners with their various products and services, we're asking those small the nonprofit organizations who we may not know exist. This is their opportunity to gain some visibility, talk a little bit about what they're doing. We've invited, for an example, the Self-Help Credit Union to come out. We've invited also there's an organization called Single Women with Children. They'll have a table to talk about some of the work that they do. Again, anything that's going to help us to be on purpose and help us to be better as both individuals and a community.
Now, are you still looking for vendors or organizations to participate? And if so, what's the cutoff date for getting involved?
Yes, John, we are absolutely still looking for vendors and organizations to get involved. And the cutoff date will be November 21st. And so we're going to also provide how folks can still get, you know, registered to either come to participate or to sign up as a vendor.
All right. Yeah, go ahead and give us that information. Let the listeners know where they can find you on social media and learn more about the ACE Center and definitely how they need to get in touch with you to participate in your event.
Yeah, no doubt. First, I'd like to give our phone number. If anyone has any questions, they can reach us at 919-348-1991. That's 919-348-1991. But you can also check us out on social media, on Facebook. It is the ACE Center Knightdale. And if you're on Instagram, it is the ACE Event Center.
Awesome. Now, tell us one more time, where and when will the actual event take place?
Actual event will take place Friday, November 28th. We are going from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And we're located at 7027 Knightdale Boulevard in Knightdale. We're inside the Steeple Square Shopping Center near Food Lion.
All right. That is wonderful information. Patrice and Vince Bayon, thank you so much for joining me today and have a wonderful event. I hope we can follow up and hear how it went.